USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI has told lawmakers the Hunter Biden laptop is in their custody and it is not investigating it as a Russian disinformation campaign. Former Secretary of Education Bill Bennett tells Fox News the explosive details of the Biden emails could be criminal.
They haven't denied it. They have not denied these emails. They have not denied the truth of these emails. And this stuff is explosive and it is ugly. Maybe the president will refer to Joe Biden as the big guy, which is how he's identified in one of these emails during the debates. But, you know, attention has to be paid to this kind of thing because Joe Biden and Hunter Biden are maybe criminal conspiracy, maybe not. But this really stinks to the high heavens, and the media has to pay attention to it if it's not too late.
Joe Biden has been absent from the campaign trail since the New York Post broke the story. USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheet special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
A Houston, Texas police officer was shot and killed Tuesday morning. USA Radio News' Val Dior has the details.
Sergeant Harold Preston died after he was shot in an apartment complex Tuesday. One of two officers injured during a domestic disturbance call involving a man and woman. The 65-year-old was surrounded by family before he succumbed to his injuries. He had served as a police officer for 41 years. HPD officer Courtney Waller is identified as the other officer injured. He was shot in the arm. The suspect was ID'd as 51-year-old Elmer Manzano with a long criminal history. He was shot in the abdomen, and the suspect's 14-year-old son was also shot but will be okay. The suspect's estranged wife was not injured. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Lawmakers in the House and Senate agreed on Tuesday the Justice Department's move to file an antitrust lawsuit against Google is a good thing. The Department of Justice claims Google used its power to preserve its monopoly via its search engine. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As we head into winter, COVID-19 won't be letting up anytime soon. USA Radio News, Tim Berg has more.
The number of coronavirus deaths in the United States is now more than 220,000. More than 8.2 million cases have been confirmed. With fall and winter ahead, Dr. Peter Hotez tells CNN we need to be on our guard.
The key is now hanging on now for the next 4 or 5 months, where we're going to enter what may be the worst period during this epidemic. As bad as it's been, it's about to get worse, and that's based on projections about a fall-winter surge as people are indoors more. Institute for Health Metrics in Philadelphia projections showing a steep rise in the number of new cases and deaths, unfortunately.
Symptoms may appear 2 to 14 days after exposure to the virus. The top three symptoms are fever or chills, cough, shortness of breath, or difficulty breathing. Silicon Valley's big tech companies have come under fire from Washington lawmakers after censorship complaints aimed at Facebook and Twitter. Republican Senator Kennedy of Louisiana points out on Fox News the paper that broke the Hunter Biden email story could be sued while big tech enjoys immunity.
Don't ignore the fact that the New York Post is subject to the libel laws of the country, unlike social media platforms. If they get this wrong, they can be sued. And I think it's telling that the Biden campaign has not sued them.
USA Radio News.